code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on. Raise the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances 100 miles long. There's a call of silence and it can't go on. You walk with your eyes open, but your lips say remain sealed. My vows remain broken. Be the truth you need to. Well, I need to know now, God, need to know what's going on. Well, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
One of the British documentaries did a study on it, and they talked to top professionals, and it's States and elsewhere, and they were using young men about the age of 18 to 20 from university, and they had been doing it for many, many years, and they found that there's very little actual active workable sperm in those young guys, in fact, and that was the best. The group, the ones older, had just plummeted. Anyway, so the findings are so significant that experts, once again, you know, have warned action must now be taken to avoid significant fertility problems and average family size decreasing. The study, which was carried out in France this time, found that there had been a significant continuous 32.2% decrease in sperm concentration over 17 years. Numbers of sperm per millimeter of semen fell about 2% a year between 1989 and 2005. With researchers calculating the average 35-year-old man, he would see his sperm count reduce from around 73.6 million per milliliter of semen to 49.9 million. At the same time, the proportion of normally formed sperm declined by about a third, so even what's left is not the greatest stuff. It can't find its target, literally. And in Russia, for instance, I've read articles too from Russia, who have an awful problem right now. They've found that a lot of the sperm is deformed as well, two tails and so on. It's all altered completely. Since writing in the journal Human Reproduction, the French authors said that the study was the first to identify a long-term severe and general decrease in sperm concentration and quality at the scale of a whole country. And while it isn't the first study, it's just their ones aren't mentioned. They added that this constitutes a serious public health warning, and the link with the environment particularly needs to be determined. But I'm going to see what's changed since the period before it, when it was a bit more healthy. What has been introduced since then in your diet, and how many more inoculations have you had? That's the first thing you look at. So you get a detective story. What's changed? And your food. So the scientists analyzed data from semen samples collected from the 126 fertility clinics throughout France. All the couples involved were seeking treatment because of female problems rather than obvious difficulties linked to sperm. Dr. Joël Lamoille, one of the researchers from the Institut de Ville Sanitaire in Saint-Maurice, says the decline in semen concentration shown in our study means the average values we have for 2005 fall within the fertile range for men according to the definition of the World Health Organization. However, this is just an average. There were men in the study who fell beneath the World Health Organization values. Well, the WHO will be happy with that because it's part of the United Nations, and they have the Department of Population Planning in the United Nations for depopulation. And then it says, more promising, the study also showed the proportion of active or motile sperm rose slightly from 49.5% to 53.6%. The findings support other research showing similar drops in sperm concentration and quality in recent years. Some studies have suggested that environmental factors such as endocrine disruptors, chemicals upset hormone balances in the body, might be behind the trend. Now, we've been saying that for years and years and years as one of the causes that go towards it amongst the others. And it's true that the endocrine disruptors are in baby bottles that are plastic and so on. And the note too, between the 8 to 12 week of pregnancy, in fact, that young males in the womb will never be quite normal young males if their mothers even taking too much of this, as you know, estrogen or artificial synthetic estrogen that comes through her makeup and what she uses on her cosmetics and so on. And also comes in plastic bottles from pop bottles and all that kind of stuff too. Anyway, Dr. Lamoille said the impairment in the quality of human gametes, male sperm and female eggs, can be considered as a critical biomarker of effects for environmental stresses, including endocrine disruptors. First, this is because gametes are the very first cells from which human beings are built up during their lifetime. According to the theories about the developmental origins of health and diseases, early exposure may have an impact on adult health. And these effects can be passed down generations by the way they impact inherited DNA, she added. So it alters your DNA structure and you pass it on. It could be worse on the next one, for instance. As you go back to the soy studies that they did, they're all modified. Even in animals, they found that it was generally the second generation that were on them, inherited from the first generation, they'd have lower sperm counts. In the third generation, they'd be almost sterile, some completely sterile. Doesn't have that in this part here. A national monitoring system access to French sperm quality has now been planned by the scientists. I also put up this other article. It's actually from the study itself. You can read it from the actual study. And an that up to tonight for those who are interested in the declining populations. Now, apart from all of that, you've got definite physical changes in a lot of men. Something about it is happening. And you see more and more as people pop up to about 18, you really start noticing them when they start going into the workforce. And they're losing shoulders. Some of them are more effeminate, definitely, than they had been in previous generations. And something's definitely going on. And I really put it down myself, not just to all of the xenoestrogen and so on, but also to the inoculations, too. When you see that the biowarfare industry, a lot of these big pharma companies that do vaccinations and so on, came out and got built up during World War II, and their initial investigations were into biowarfare techniques. And I mistrust these characters completely in all the vaccinations. I think it's so far advanced, to be honest with you. And they can really predict what they're going to do with them. And they know the long-term effects as well. And even second and third generations. Anyway, this is an article here. This is long-term follow-up of transsexual persons undergoing sex reassignment surgery. This is a study that's been done in Sweden, one of the first big studies on it by departments of neuroscience and psychiatry and so on. And it says the treatment for transsexualism is sex reassignment, including hormonal treatment and surgery aimed at making the person's body as congruent with the opposite sex as possible, meaning almost, you know, kind of like something else, but not quite, because you can't, you know, you just can't do it. There's a dearth of long-term follow-up studies after sex reassignment. So, to estimate mortality, morbidity, and criminal rate after surgical sex reassignment of transsexual persons. And it is a population-based matched cohort study. It says all 324 sex reassigned persons, 191 males to females, 133 females to males in Sweden, 1973-2003, random population controls were matched by birth year and birth sex or reassigned final sex, respectively. And it says hazard ratios and so with 95% confidence intervals for mortality and psychiatric morbidity were obtained with Cox regression models, which were adjusted for immigrant status and psychiatric morbidity prior to sex reassignment. The result says that overall mortality, the death rate, suicide and so on, for sex reassigned persons was higher during follow-up, and it gives you the percentages and so on, rather than for controls of the same birth sex, particularly death from suicide. And so sex reassigned persons also had an increased risk for suicide attempts and psychiatric inpatient care, as it did before all the surgery, right? The comparisons with the controls matched on reassigned sex yielded similar results, female to males, but not male to females, had a higher risk for criminal convictions than their respective birth sex controls. That's because they get pumped full of very high doses of testosterone, for one thing. It also says conclusions, persons with transsexualism after sex reassignment have considerably higher risk for mortality, suicidal behavior, and psychiatric morbidity than the general population. Our findings suggest that sex reassignment, although alleviating gender dysphoria, may not suffice as treatment for transsexualism and should inspire and improve psychiatric and somatic care after sex reassignment for this patient group. In other words, their suggestion is that people put more money and simply give them lots of therapy for the rest of their lives, basically. Which they probably got if they hadn't got that done in the first place. And then I've got this one too. And it says, although I know that some will regard this as hate speech, it says, the doctor says, and a lack of compassion for those who are clearly suffering, I think it's important to get out the other side of the story. The dangers of sex reassignment therapy have to receive some attention, especially since the mainline media refuse to do so.
Warning. warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Idea was to use Britain, which was conquered then, to use Britain and the British Empire as the embryo or the nucleus and the basis to plan for a world government and simply add more countries to it. And they did it by setting up the League of Nations after World War One, and they set up the League of Nations to bring this job around through treaties and agreements that would bind countries closer together. And even at the end of World War One, when they set it up, even a department then of population control, and they also had one to do with inoculations. It was top of their list to inoculate everybody across the planet, eventually into adulthood when you get boosters every year. I mean, these guys were really high in eugenics, big time, believe you me. And And they wanted to bring in a society of obedient, passive people. But they said themselves, like Charles Galton Darwin, for instance, that they wouldn't change themselves because they had to remain wild, like a wild man. Keep all your survival capabilities because you would be steering planet Earth, the captains of the ship. The rest of the public wouldn't need it because the government and their agencies would be creating the culture, monitoring all of us, and indoctrinating us all into the perfect, happy slaves. Then they brought World War II in to get it the next step, and that was, of course, the United Nations. And through that, through all their massive non-governmental organizations that work underneath them, they would pressure governments, lobby governments, until that was the new democracy. That's what the new democracy is. An average person has no voice at all, doesn't matter if they vote or not. It's simply the lobby groups, the lobby governments, and there's thousands of non-governmental organizations working full-time. The people at the top get full-time pension packages, a whole lot, to do this radical change. And that's the whole key to it. Radical change is what they planned, because the minority wanted radical change to destroy all that was, the old cultures. And through these trade deals, they would initially bind continents together, like the European Union and then the North American, into a complete Americana agreement too, and had free trade negotiations with Canada, Mexico, and the U.S., and then NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. And they're still pushing, are still being gone to go yet today. Most of it's already done. They haven't released it to the public yet. But eventually it's to bind us all together over the years, step by step, into one big conglomerate. And, of course, the Far East Pacific Rim region was to go under the dominance of China, including Australia, New Zealand, and a few other countries. And then, of course, through more trade agreements, you would bind them even closer until you've got world government. So we're already in NAFTA, you see, for North American Free Trade Agreement. And the next part of it was the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I've mentioned this before. This article is from Salon, and it says the biggest trade deal you've never heard of. It's a huge but little known trade agreement to transform America's foreign relations and why it matters and what it is. It says President Barack Obama and the rest of them, of course, all met quite a few times. And the first time was 2010, November 14th. And they actually signed a secret agreement. They wouldn't tell the public what it was all about. And everybody that took part was Prime Minister Noatsu Kan of Japan, Vietnamese President Nguyen Minh Triết, Prime Minister Julia Gillard of Australia, Chilean President Sebastian Pinera, Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong of Singapore, President Obama, Prime Minister John Key of New Zealand, Sultan Hassan of Bolkiah of Brunei, President Alan Garcia of Peru, Malaysian Deputy Prime Minister Mahathir Yassin, they all met together on this. And it says, if you listened to the debate last night between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney on foreign policy, you would have had a great deal on Israel, Iran, and Libya, and a bit on China. The two rivals even touched on education policy, military spending, and tax cuts for the wealthy. What you would not have heard was any mention of what could potentially be the most significant foreign and domestic policy initiative of the Obama administration, which is the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This agreement is a core part of the Asia pivot that's occupied the activities of think tanks and policymakers in Washington, which remain hidden by the tinsel and confetti of the election. But more than any other policy, the trends the TPP represents could restructure American foreign relations and potentially the economy itself. Why isn't trade a part of the election? After all, in 1992, Ross Perot made the last successful third-party run for the presidency, mostly on the strength of his anti-NAFTA rhetoric. Today, however, on the core question of these trade agreements, the parties basically agree. President Barack Obama's pledge to double U.S. exports is a core policy goal, and the Democrats' platform lists the TPP as a historic high-standard agreement that will help accomplish this. The GOP platform.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air. Destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
Anyway, this is ongoing. And it says the TPP is negotiated by an agency called the Office of the United States Trade Representative, an agency. As with other such agreements, Congress must vote to approve it, most likely under a fast-track provision that prohibits any amendments and limits debate. Like an omnibus bill. Trade, though constitutional congressional prerogative, is now firmly in the hands of the executive branch, and trade negotiations have become a venue for rewriting wide swaths of domestic non-trade policy traditionally determined by Congress and state legislators. The current USTR is a former Dallas mayor and former corporate lobbyist named Ron Kirk. Michael Froman, a deputy assistant to the president and deputy national security advisor for international affairs, is also heavily involved. Froman is a disciple of former Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin, who followed him to Citigroup and head the Obama administration team in 2008. According to journalist Matt Tavey, Froman apparently led the hiring of Tim Geithner for the Treasury Secretary role. The philosophy behind these international agreements thus followed the model laid down during the Clinton administration. And it goes back to how the same thing happened when they brought NAFTA through when Bill Clinton was in. But it's mind-boggling when you go into the kind of money it's going to cost and what the last one, NAFTA, cost. So NAFTA itself cost over 5 million jobs with 42,000 factories closed. 42,000 factories closed just in NAFTA. A modest trade surplus with Mexico was replaced with a large persistent deficit. As documented in the selling of free trade, NAFTA, its new investor protection dramatically increased the ability of corporations to outsource entire factories to Mexico, which reduced union bargaining to leverage. The era of wage declines and pension cuts did not begin with NAFTA, but agreement and a wave of similar pacts that replicated its terms were contributors to the decline of bargaining power of the American worker. And then they brought in, of course, the free trade deal with the GATT treaty for China, and then again the rest of the factories just left the country as well. So this is an ongoing part of it, folks, and you pay for it all. You subsidize the countries that will send their exports to you. You subsidize them to the hilts for that. That's part of the whole deal. And it goes right back, as I say, to the Royal Institute for International Affairs that came up with the plan. They're still behind it, and the massive branch worldwide Council on Foreign Relations. Also, for people in Ontario, it's just amazing how they're always broke for everything, of course. But this is quite the scam here, and it's called the Big Ontario Power Plant Question. Will the Liberals ever explain their botched site selection process for power plants? And I'll put this link up. I won't read it all, but the fact is, it's incredible how they come to decisions where you put a power plant. They don't use ones that are away from cities and towns and all that. So they have to always meet in a new place next to towns. And then they cancel the orders and pay like millions and millions of dollars out to the company that they're just cancelled from before they've even started anything. They've done this twice already with one power station. They've cancelled it twice in two different areas. And it's just incredible. One of the cancellation costs was $140 million for nothing. This is where your government does with your money. Another one was $200 million. It's just astonishing. And they still haven't built anything anywhere. How can you make these deals? Is it written in the deal that it was cancelled, you've got to pay them $200 million? I mean, how do they work this kind of thing? It's just astonishing to me. And these are supposedly experts, of course. They were run by experts, right? And get bankrupted and you've got nothing to show for it. But somebody's got something to show for it. The ones who got all their orders cancelled. Now, Britain's so-called Snoopers Charter Bill is heating up debates amongst MPs as Parliament reports on it are being prepared. The bill's initiator has just released an emotional verbal offensive against the opponents, equaling them to criminals. And it's the Home Secretary, Theresa May, and it says, who proposed the draft communications data bill in this June, accused those of being against the bill of putting politics before people's lives. Typical political strategy. They have all their advisors there. They use things that worked before, they always work again. Criminals, terrorists, and paedophiles, they always use the same things, will want members of Parliament to vote against the bill. Victims of crime, police, and the public will want them to vote for it. It's a question of whose side you're on, she told The Sun. The seed of the discord is the bill, which critics have dubbed a snooper's charter. If adopted, it would force British communication companies to keep records of all their customers' contact data. Such a move would essentially turn law enforcers into big brothers they would be able to find out who talks with whom, as well as when and where. They've already got all that, I mean. But anyways, the legislation would affect email, social network exchanges, Skype conversations, and other forms of communication. The recordings would not include the contents of the communications, though. The bill would also allow analysis of internet traffic and the breaking of encrypted communications for those companies operating outside of British jurisdiction or those that do not cooperate with the government. For proponents of the bill, say it's necessary to allow police to cope with new communication technologies. Critics see it as a threat to privacy and a waste of money, as the program would cost an estimated $2.9 billion over a decade. And he argued, it's not snooping, she says. No, she's going to reclassify. It's absolutely not government wanting to read everybody's emails. We'll not be looking at every web page everybody has looked at. No, you will, though, because you've got stores of them going back for years, and if you have to, you will. As for now, police and intelligence service can get access to information about mobile phone use, whereas there's no policy on internet data access. It can only be retained by providers. The rhetoric of May's statement is apparently aimed at Liberal Democrat opposition to the bill, and the party's parliamentary leader, Nick Clegg. Clegg asked for the draft bill to be scrutinised by joint committee before it's submitted to Parliament. Earlier, British media reported that Clegg had plans to kill the bill following the joint committee report, which is set to be completed next week. But it'll go through regardless. I haven't seen anything getting stopped since 2001, because they're on a roll, you see. And this is to the brave new world. They've got to know what everybody's doing all the time. Little old you. Tonight I'll even put up as a good little talk on video and by an ex-NSA whistleblower, a guy who worked all his life in NSA, who said there is no privacy. They keep everything in bulk. Everything complete as well. Not just who you're emailing to, but everything's complete. And they keep it forever, basically. And not only that, too, I know for a fact they're doing whole countries now. I did the article last week about it. They're doing whole countries. So, and blocks, just take the whole block stuff in real time, and stash is gone. And they're building more of these big stash sites in the States as we speak. Of course, we've read about them before. Also, in this great time of, you know, experts and technologies, as all the Frankensteins get together, the psychopaths, and they're paid by incredible money, mainly on warfare department tasks and so on, but they're also putting up a biolab at Boston University, fourth level too, awaits risk assessment decision after Boston Medical Center exercises its right to regain its investment in the National Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratory from Boston University. Operations continue to run normally as the biolab awaits a risk assessment decision from the National Institutes of Health to be issued before the end of 2012. The lab will not become fully operational. Risk assessment reports have been approved and the lab certified. We believe the process has been very thorough and blah, blah. The construction of the biolab was completed in 2009, and there's been a great deal of controversy over the risk it presents to the community since its goal is to study dangerous and an infection level 4 pathogens. If it receives approval to do so, the biolab will study SARS, anthrax, Ebola, pneumonic plague, and the 1918 H1N1 influenza, which they have the live ones now because I've done the articles years ago on the radio, where they actually sent teams out to across the world. One group sent them off to Norway, some Norwegians came over to the north of Canada, and actually dug up some corpses in the north of Canada that still had the virus frozen inside the corpses, and so they have that live killer. And of course, all the warfare departments were funding it because they want to get their hands on it and everything else, because you'd do an awful lot with that down the road if they have to, if we're not infertile enough, as you say. And it was bringing us down to a very small population, remember, to all the top experts. And now, for those who have studied totalitarian societies, you understand the propaganda in the following article, because this is from the European Parliament. Now, the European Parliament has mandated, it was set up to take over the countries that destroy sovereignty altogether. And, of course, that Rompuy at the top has even said that himself. He says it's the end of the nation state, yada, yada, yada. And they want to completely amalgamate them all as little provinces, you might say, of this super state, the EU Parliament. That means nothing to anybody, except the guys who are getting the big fat paychecks like Rompuy. And the indoctrination processes for the children is incredible. And you always go for the children. The Soviets did it. Then they went into the Young Communist League. You had the Hitler Youth in Germany. All totalitarian systems grab the youth, you see. So this article here is about making a film about the impact of the European Parliament could mean prizes, says Elizabeth Bowie. It says the Scottish Education, European Educational Trust has launched a competition, Our Europe, for secondary schools. Funded by the European Parliament and supported by Radio Lingua, it offers the opportunity to win an iPad for the winner's school and a trip to Brussels. But you can meet all these stuffed shirts, you know. Teams are made up of four pupils, two from S3 and two from S6. Combine modern languages, modern studies and media, ICT. They're required to create a short film to raise awareness of the positive impact of the European Parliament on the lives of young people in the EU. Now, in other words, you're getting told to make it positive, not realistic. You see, whenever you get that nonsense, you're in a totalitarian system with massive propaganda aimed at the young. Right? To enter the competition, Our Europe, Our People, Our Places, our parliament teams must submit a storyboard outlining the film they propose to make. They then submit an audio or video recording in which they talk. They talk through their storyboard. Part of the recording must be in French, German, Spanish, or Italian, and it should be presented by at least two students, one from S3 and one from S6. Recording then tells you it must be received and so on by February the 8th, 2013. The top five teams will progress to the semi-final early in March. They'll be invited to take part in a full-day workshop working with Radio Lingua, media professionals and SEET to create their film using iPads and other resources. It says two of the five semi-finalists will be selected to go into the final in Brussels, where they will visit the European Parliament and present their films to an invited audience, including experts from European institutions and the media. This is the sort of stuff they did in the Soviet system. You know, they got all the top ones from the media because they're all working for government or pro-government. And all you heard was the wonders of Lenin. You know, all had to be, everything that happened right up to the wall fell had to be going back to Lenin, how much of a genius he was and all that kind of stuff. And it's just the audience's vote will decide later the winner. So this is standard massive propaganda when you can't give an honest appraisal or give us your opinions. You make them all your opinions. No, it's going to be positive. Pro-European Parliament, something that nobody votes for, nobody wants it in the first place. But again, that was the plan, as I say, from the Cecil Rhodes Milner into the Royal Institute of International Affairs, and it's still on the go today for those who don't quite get it. Now, this Article 2 is about carbon permits, you see. Carbon permits, what a great boon for the con men like Rothschild who dreamed this whole thing up. Because it goes through his bank, you see, the private bank in Switzerland. The price of the EU carbon permits hit record lows today after the European Commission admitted that plans to backload 900 million tonnes of allowances will not be agreed by the end of 2012. I mean, you actually think they had 900 million tonnes or something, right? But these are the permits they're talking about. They have this abstract thing of 900 million tonnes of, you know, that stuff that's maybe in there. At a meeting of the Climate Change Committee, CCC it's called, that's what you should call world communism, CCC, on 13 December, member states will be asked to give their formal positions on the plans, but they will not be asked to vote on them, the commissioner said last night. So you can sell it in these days if you've got a good lobby group and lots of financing to back you up, and you can give a good storyline to the public, a good scary, scary story, and yeah, you can sell anything at all today. And also put up a 4,250% increase in fetal deaths reported to VAERS after the flu shot was given to pregnant women. This is the document received from the National Coalition of Organized Women. It states that between 2009 and 10, the mercury-laden combined flu vaccinations have increased vaccine adverse events reporting systems and fetal death reports by 4,250% in pregnant women. Just astonishing. Of course, they keep mentioning thimerosal, the mercury substances in them, but that's not all that's got to do with it, believe you me. These things are weaponized. It says, outraged at the CDC's total disregard for human life, Ms. Darman accused the CDC of willful misconduct, saying that they are responsible for causing the deaths of thousands of unborn babies. She said that the CDC had deliberately misled the nation's obstetricians and gynecologists and colluded with the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology to mislead the public by advertising the flu shot as a safe vaccine for pregnant women when they knew fully well that it was causing a massive spike in fetal deaths. See, it doesn't matter how many of them, then they call us them, they kill, it doesn't matter. Anyway, this is a letter to Dr. Joseph McCullough. Ms. Darman wrote that not only did the CDC fail to disclose the spiraling spike in fetal death reports in real time during the 2009 pandemic season as it cut the fetal losses, but also we have documented by transcript Dr. Marie McCormick, chairperson of the Vaccine Safety Risk Assessment Working Group on September the 3rd, 2010, denying that any adverse effects in the pregnant population.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
know, Drudge Report, The Guardian, The Telegraph, Indian Express, even Prison Planet, all quoted that same expert, you know, that talked about the World Health Organization normal. What nobody mentioned, and I want you to comment on this, in any of those articles, is that the World Health Organization normal has dropped from 60 million sperm per milliliter to 40 million to 20 million, now down to 15. And it all ties into what you've been saying, a new normal.
That's a new normal. And been the same with many other things, too, of course. The World Health Organization, they know what's behind it because they're partly behind it, too. And there's a Horizon documentary you have to get hold of from 1972, I think it was. And they go through it then. It's the first study that was done in England and then went over to the U.S. and talked to a woman who was the so-called expert at the time who took young male students every year for about 20 years, some from the 50s, and she said from the 70s onwards it plummeted. She said some of the young men, the average young men at 18 to 20, only had 23% volatile sperm, or working sperm, mobile sperm.
Are you talking about the disappearing male?
That's even before that. That was long before that was even done. This was a Horizon documentary, and I'll try and find a link to it for you. But this was in the 1970s. It was the first program they ever did on it. And at that time, by the 70s, the average male in the U.S. was down at through 23% at working sperm.
Wow. And, I mean, would this tie in at all? I mean, we know it ties in with the eugenics and depopulation, but I was just thinking about transhumanism. I mean, if they disrupt the very chemical that makes, you know, a male in 7 weeks of pregnancy, they're actually engineering the population and disarming the one element that could actually defend against this agenda.
Well, one of the guys who worked on this for years was Charles Galton Darwin. You've got to read his book, The Next Million Years. He worked with all these top government agencies. He was a physicist himself, worked on the Manhattan Project. But he said that we can make the male more docile so they will not fight this world agenda. He says by using hormone alteration, he said, techniques. And he says in their food, we can inject it into them, he said. There's many ways we can get it into their bodies and then not leave a passive male population that will not stand up for and fight.
Yeah. Well, I'm beyond shock and awe. I'm in the stage of being very angry. And